Hi, my name is John. I am 62 years old, and I live in Northwest Arkansas of the USA. And I'm grateful for an opportunity to speak my experience around this, looking at myself. Fear of my life has driven me since before I can remember. Chasing after and avoidance of pretty much describes my life, although it's been rich in textures of family and art and spiritual journeys. I have nothing unique to say about this looking. Most accounts I've listened to on River Ganga are clean and more distilled than mine could be. But what I do have to say is, if life is not yet an energetic discovery, and one that I choose to participate in no matter what comes down the road, if there's not some basic okayness with being me, then probably some fear is still running the show. And without knowing how it works or why it works, I can tell you that this looking for me has made a huge difference in my life. When I heard John say that I could get rid of my fears, I believed him. The promise of an end of fear was the right bait for me. It's always been the right bait for me, but the difference is this looking is the jackpot. I honestly cannot say that I am fearless, but fearlessness is in sight. I perhaps come with more baggage than normal, or maybe not, but regardless, this simple yet seemingly difficult act of looking at myself has shown me that this baggage that I have historically referred to as me, like guilt or rage or confusion and so on, what that belongs to is guilt, rage, and confusion and so on. They have nothing to do with me. They're nothing but fluxions into this vast, phenomenal world. I belong to me. And that substrata of knowing, or perhaps even an unknowing, allows me to have this energetic love of life. What a surprise.